Yo, 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 welcome back to the Further Your Lifestyle podcast, conversations on lifestyle, passions, and hustles. My name's Chris, I'm your host, and I'm super excited to be back here having the conversation with you. Episode 152 today, and we're taking a bit of a sidestep. I wanted to actually, we were doing a lot of these episodes last year in 2023, where basically I'd pull a quote or I'll pull something that I've read and basically try and break it down from my own perspective. And I've got two quotes today that I thought which were relevant to, I think they're just relevant to trying to further your lifestyle. And I wanted to kind of just do it off the cuff, just talk as it comes. I haven't prepared anything. I haven't scripted anything. And they might be relevant to you. They might not. I've picked two for today, but they're in the sense of quotes that put life's ball in your court. And I think they're super important because there's a lot going on, right? Just in general. We have our own lives, then we have our work lives, then we have our how we react to the world, and there's all that. There's just layers and layers and layers of stuff going on. So I wanted to kind of just do a little bit of a different kind of episode, lighthearted, see where we go. And if you are new here, appreciate you being here. Thanks for dropping by. And the whole point of these conversations is to help you further your lifestyle. Now, if you enjoy this, if you find some value from this, I'll really encourage you to hit the like button, hit subscribe if you're here on YouTube. Otherwise, leave a review or leave a rating on the podcast if you're listening. Otherwise, if you find that this is really good for you and it might be relevant for someone else, give it a share. That would mean the absolute world to me. So episode 152 today, and we're getting into two quotes we're going to talk about off the cuff. Let's roll the intro. All right, so the first one today is, do not spoil what you have by desiring what you have not. Remember that what you have now was once among the things you only hoped for. And this is from Epicurus. I'm just brutal with being able to say people's names, but I'm going to say it again. Do not spoil what you have by desiring what you have not. Remember that what you now have was once among the things you only hoped for. Now, the reason why this one stuck out to me so much was because I actually, over the last couple of weeks, and by the time you're receiving this is probably 4 or 5 weeks away, but the last couple of weeks, I've actually been dealing with just some self-doubt and been dealing with other things that I'm doing working, and maybe I've made some bad decisions. And I did an episode, the last episode actually, it was episode 151, where we spoke about when in doubt, zoom out and understand how far you've come, what you've achieved. And I think this is super important and super relevant for that, because too many times we get to a point in life where it's all too much. We're struggling. We think this is ridiculous. This is the worst. But we think about, hang on again. Like, if we jumped back 2 years ago, we would have dreamed to be at this position. We would have dreamed to be where we're at today. But we forget. We forget about that. And it's also, on the contrary, it's kind of like the situation where, like, you set a goal and you go for that goal. You achieve that goal. And then you're already thinking about the next one. And you haven't even soaked in what's occurred, what you've achieved in that moment. So, with this, I think we really need to make sure that, this is my advice, and I'm speaking to myself here, that when we do have these moments of doubt, we need to zoom out, but also think about the celebrations, how far you've come, give yourself a reward. We get so focused on the doubt or beating ourselves up because it's not good enough, or we're not fast enough, or we're not getting to where we want to be, or we're not hitting the goals or whatever. But how many times are you rewarding yourself? Are you treating yourself? Are you encouraging yourself? Giving yourself a pat on the back? Taking yourself out for a coffee? What are you doing to do that? And I think it's really important that we do reward ourselves in some mechanism, within some reason, within some playbook of rules. We need to do it. And for me, like, you know, in my business, when I hit a certain milestone, I buy something as a token that I can reflect on and know that this was when I hit this goal. But I think we need to do something a bit more micro than that. Not as big, something that, you know, just each week as you do the reps. And it's not about hitting the targets. It's about doing the reps, being consistent, showing up, getting things done, that we are giving ourselves that reward that we need. But I think if we do that, then we can appreciate with a lot more gratitude the progress, the journey, and we're not going to be spoiling our current progress and our current wins by wishing that we have something else. Because it's okay to look about the future, but don't think that today is bad because you haven't got the result that you want in 2 years. Because you've already got the result that you wanted 2 years ago today, right? It's a bit mind trippy. I feel like we're doing an episode of Inception or something. I mean, Interstellar or something. But, you know, but it's something that I think we really need to look at it in a fresh perspective. So that's the first one I wanted to give you. And today is going to be real short and sweet, guys. The next one that I came across was the significance of a man is not in what he attains, but rather what he longs to attain. Kahali Gibran. So I'll say it again. The significance of a man is not in what he attains, but rather what he longs to attain. And where I read this, it actually comes from something else that Matthew McConaughey talks about. And I think it was in his book, actually, Green Lights. Is that what his book is called? I forget. This is what he says. You see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero's always 10 years away. I'm never going to be my hero. I'm not going to attain that. I know I'm not. And that's just fine with me because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing. And what he's talking about is that he's learning from the person he wants to be in 10 years. And when you think about that, is who do you want to be in 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, 10 years? And a lot of successful people talk about this is project yourself of what you want to be, where you want to be, the lifestyle you want, and work backwards. What does that person do to live like that? What are the decisions they're making? What are the things that they're doing? How do they live their life? What are the rules they live by? What are the things that, who are the people in their world? All these different things. And if we aspire to be of greatness, if we aspire to further our lifestyles, if we aspire to be a business owner, if we aspire to be an athlete, if we aspire to just be an everyday Joe that can just do whatever he wants when he wants, there needs to be a level of understanding that that person exists and what does that look like, right? And when you work towards longing to attain for something, it's more rewarding as we go on that journey because once we have it, we forget about it, right? And it talks about here, the significance of a man is not what he attains, but rather what he longs to attain because we see something on a shelf. If you go shopping, you see something that looks amazing. You get excited, the thrill. I'm gonna save up $1,000 to be able to buy this. And you work really hard, you do all the things that you need to do, and you get the $1,000, you buy it. Then you're like, you move on. What's the next thing? Just like that. Like a squirrel. Oh, you're looking at the next nut, right? And we're so quickly to jump onto the next materialistic thing, but the actual journey is the part that is more rewarding than the actual result. Now, in the last part, we were just talking about reward yourself. And here I am saying that the reward is actually the journey in itself. And that's right, because as you make the progress, you're becoming a better version of yourself. And when I think about my business, I didn't know where my business was going to be today 4 years ago. I knew what I wanted, though. I knew I wanted to build a business where I'm a business owner and less of me, and I want to build it out that no one else has ever built it out this way before. I didn't know what that looks like. But now as I progress, that starts to become clearer. It's also because I have a better understanding of myself and also where I can take things. I've had to pivot. I've had to adjust. But now I've written down things that I would like to see in the next 5 to 10 years the business go to. But I know I can't realistically do that today. There's things that I can do today that will work me towards that each day for the next 5 to 10 years. But when I attain those things, I'm sure I've already got another 5 to 10 year plan in play, if that makes sense. So I'm always working towards what I'm trying to attain ahead. But at the same time, I'm attaining those things as those moments occur. But they're not. It's like when you're on the path to do something and it's just a matter of consistency, showing up, doing the work, solving the problems, you just do it. You just do it. When you hit the milestone, you're like, sweet, we've done it. Celebrate. We win. All right. We know that the next thing is now this far away. Let's keep moving. And I'm not here to say that you have to be hustling and bustling and working your butt off. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when we have those things that we're working to attain to, it keeps us honest. It keeps us stuck on a plan that keeps us honest to ourselves, because we also have the power to be able to say, I don't want this anymore, and to change path. You can do that too, right? What it's more about is when we go on these long adventures, when we go on these long journeys, these quests to find a better version of ourselves through whatever area of life that is, domain, whatever, we do. We become a better version of ourselves because everything we have to tackle, we have to deal with ourselves and how we deal with whatever it is we're tackling with. I hope this isn't riddles. The things I've learned about myself in the last 4 years have been so much more than what I learned when I was working for someone else, because I wasn't being able to be so self-aware because I was so focused on pleasing the other person, like doing the right thing for my boss, doing the right thing for the company. Now, I'm building something that I am responsible for, that I am accountable for, because at the end of the day, if you're working for someone else, I'm just using this as an example, you're replaceable. Yeah, you have to be accountable to them, you're responsible for something, but at the end of the day, it's not yours. If something doesn't go right, you're going to be like, end of the world. Right? Like at the end of the day, if we get real raw to it, whereas with this, I'm the only one that I can blame. There's no one else I can blame. I am responsible, accountable, and it's real. The skin, my skin is in the game. And that's what changes the conversation around going for something opposed to just getting all these quick wins each week and getting my payday. Because when you're working for someone else, you're supplemented with this, oh, I got paid, good, you feel great, but you're not really working towards a longer term attainment. And it's not about, I'm making sure I'm being very clear with this, it's not about you trying to attain everything or attain the most or whatever, but find whatever is your North Star. We've spoken about this 100 times, probably 4 times, to be honest, on the podcast, and work towards that. And that's what you need to do. That's it, folks. That's what I've got for you today. Like just little things that I've, as they pop up to me, I wanted to share it. I hadn't really planned anything for this episode. And I was like, oh, let's do some reading. And I always like to do some reading and thinking before I plan out an episode and see what's relevant. Or maybe I've been feeling things for the week and then I jot it down and take some notes and then I input it into an episode. But yeah, these stuck out to me. They're super relevant to me at this moment. Hopefully they're relevant to you in helping you further your lifestyle. As at the end of the day, that's what I'm here to do, is to help you. I'm helping you by helping myself because I'm trying to grow, I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to further my own lifestyle. Appreciate you being here. Any comments, questions, thoughts, chuck them down below. Let's continue the conversation. We'll be back here next week for episode 153. You'll have to wait and see what that episode will be about. If you have enjoyed this and you haven't been at the podcast before, we have 152 episodes that you can go listen to. Go check them out. Go share an episode, would mean the absolute world to me. Appreciate you being here. You have a wonderful day. Cheers.